before what is coming next, do you acknowledge that the bulk of it is in that peaceful state, or at least is not in the state of war?
Yes.
So, as you acknowledge that it is more the way you want it to be than it is not, and you acknowledge that everyone gets to choose how they participate within it, are you feeling any softening or relaxing or letting go of your need for it to be different than it is in order for you to feel better?
Yes.
So, can you acknowledge that through this discussion, even though it's on shaky ground, we acknowledge, because no one likes war, do you acknowledge that you do feel slightly better about the subject than you did before?
Yes, I do.
And so now, from this place of feeling slightly better, could you talk to us about some of the aspects of this mostly peaceful world in which you are living? Do you feel that you have the facility to move about pretty much as you want to?
Yes.
And in your exploration of the world, do you see a lot that is out of balance, or in most environments that you have access to, both through your television and through your personal experience, do you see cities thriving, people living, children being born, children playing, people interacting, lifestyles forming? In other words, is not the world spinning in its orbit, and are not the inhabitants of the world still finding an environment for the most part productive and successful?
Yes.
So, now as you're in that place, now what's happening? You're coming closer and closer into the view of your planet that your source energy feels. In other words, you are looking at the world from broader view and acknowledging that for the most part, things are going well. Now from this more connected state, let's glimpse back at a hot spot where people are dying and bombs are dropping and people are frightened, and let's feel for a moment the intensity of the rockets of desires that they are launching. Feel what they are putting into vibrational escrow, and feel appreciation of their willingness to experience such a in-your-face, leading-edge experience. They're right there where the rockets are flying and the bombs are dropping, and their desire for what you have a desire for is amplified more intensely, and they are adding it to the vibrational escrow, making your picture of a peaceful world even more probable and even more intense as more energy is flowing toward it than ever before. You get a sense of that?
Yes.
So now, in this time of more exaggerated warfare and more people intimately involved in it because of the technology of your environment, feel the fastness of the stream that is flowing. In other words, feel that more of the world focused today than ever before is asking for, in a powerful way, the well-being of the planet in the same way that you are. So feel this mix of non-physical energy and just begin to get a sense of the energies that are coming forth. In other words, can you feel the vibrational stance of these energies that are coming forth? In other words, you worried that they're coming forth more and more as warriors. They're not. They're coming forth more and more as those who understand that is not a value. In other words, they're understanding that there is some discretion between the contrast that they want and physical annihilation or of course, that is not in your future at all, but you worry about it from time to time. So now, this vibrational escrow and you are standing in a similar vibrational place, and now you're looking at the world through those eyes of appreciation of what's expanding. You've been hearing us say that future generations will benefit from the contrast that you all are living. And now you're feeling more appreciation than you've ever felt for those people that are living in the nitty-gritty of that, who are adding intensely to that. Now add to that all of the mothers and fathers and people who care, all of the people around the world who are wanting. And so feel the power of this vibrational escrow and revel in the perfection of it, the bigness of it. In other words, we have never, ever seen such a potential of living life in a pleasant, peaceful way on this planet than ever before as a result of what you have all parlayed life into. So feel, can you feel it? And